Brentwood Meadows. There's hope, there's help. Your host for the show is Lisa Seif, who is a practicing professional counselor and adjunct professor at USI. Lisa invites you to pick up the phone and give her a call at 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. We hope you enjoy today's program. And now, Radio Rehab.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Radio Rehab. Second Saturday of the month seems to be the Saturdays I get to come in and host for Lisa. She goes on hiatus, sits around in her pajamas, whatever it is she does, and her wonderful life that she's leading today. My name is Trey. I got a couple of my friends with me, as always. Toby.
How you doing?
And Dave.
Good morning.
And we kind of hang out in the same circles these days. I don't know if we would have hung out in the same circles out on the street. I think we'd have thrown Dave out. I don't know. He ain't got enough tattoos for me and Toby.
Or Harley.
That's all right. We like you anyways. Couple guys from my home group. And I had to say, and I always say, currently anyways, I have the greatest home group on the planet. And I'm not going to tell you where it is because I don't want you to come mess it up for us. You can laugh out loud, Toby. People can't hear you now, just giggling. Don't be scared to talk. If something comes up and you want to chime in on it, feel free to do so. The number's here, 812-424-1400. Or if you're out of area, that's 1-888-846-7867. And our production person, I give up. We'll handle that for you. He screens our calls, so he doesn't let, you know, crazy people mess with us too much. Where you want to start, Toby? You want to start, Dave? Let's talk about, I mean, it's kind of like the deal, but what it was like, what happened, what it's like now. It's kind of like what I like to do. But we're going to do the what it's like, you know. Where were you at when you got here?
Well, I was pretty much at the bottom of my life. I never thought I had a problem drinking because I still had a car in a garage, still had a job. So, but I found out it was affecting more people in my life than what I originally had thought. So, pretty much come down to losing my wife, my kids, and my job, and decided that I had a problem. I realized I had a problem when I didn't want to drink and I couldn't stop. I always thought I could stop whenever I wanted to, and one day as I was opening a beer and tears rolling down my face because I didn't want to drink it, but I knew I was going to, so that's when I decided to get help.
All right, Dave,
kind of the same thing as Toby. You know, he and I had talked. I considered myself at the time a functioning alcoholic. I had a job, you know, I was married, family, car, you know, all that, like I was still doing okay. And you know, had a lot of guys have lost a lot of that, and like Toby said, you know, if you put the word yet at the end of each statement, you know, it's just a matter of time. I knew I had a problem. I was always trying to convince, I think, everybody else that I didn't, because I knew as soon as I took that first drink, I was already thinking about the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. I knew where it was going. And, you know, like Toby, I had a guy that had been to treatment that I'd talked to, and, you know, was texting him a lot there towards the end, and spent a lot of nights sitting in my garage, you know, drinking because I was depressed, and depressed because I was drinking. You know, I didn't know what to do, where to turn. And finally one day, you know, my wife, for, you know, the 100th time, asked, you know, do you need to get some help? And finally, you know, God stepped in, and I said, yes, you know, it's time.
I always tell this story because I remember the last year, especially my drinking. I got a DUI when I was 19 in another state, and I went to treatment there, and then I come back home, and I got in more trouble. But I was sitting at back when Days Inn used to be a big popular bar on the north end of town, and it was after Warrant, and I don't remember who I was in concert that night, and I was sitting at a table about the size we're sitting at here, and I was sitting there by myself, and this big guy taps me on the shoulder. He's like, can we sit with you? And, you know, these big passes on him and stuff, and I look, and Jenny Lane from Warrant and a drummer from Trickster was there, and, you know, these people who didn't know me wanted to sit with me, right? But all my people who knew me didn't want to be with me. Right. And I can remember leaving the bar that night and looking at Jenny Lane passed out, and I tell this story because he's dead now. You know, he died from this. You know, he had multiple chances, but he was laying on the couch in the lobby at the executive end, or at the Days Inn, passed out face down, and I thought, man, that's just pathetic. You know, when I went home or went to my car and did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if I looked at everybody else and I didn't have a problem, you know, and I had been, like I said, quizzed and prodded by judges and officials in my life since from the time I was like 14 years old. You know, it started affecting me at that young of an age. And I didn't have any of that stuff, really, when I got here. You know, stuff, it was just junk to me. I didn't care anyways, you know. You said something. You were drinking because you were depressed and depressed because you were drinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find that everybody that's depressed, you know, and then they want to go get drunk because they're bummed out. Well, alcohol's a depressant, so you're just... You know, let's intensify our depression and just waller in the mud for a little while.
Right.
You know, jail? Yes, no.
Couple of minor consumption run-ins. No DUIs, no jail time. You know, it varies, I guess, person to person. A lot of people in the program have been in jail. I was fortunate enough to, I guess, never have an extended stay other than a few hours in the drunk tank.
How old are you?
36,
and you're closer to my age, aren't you?
41.
Yeah. In the 80s, and I always say this, in the 80s it was way different than it is today because you could get away with a lot more.
Yeah, you know? Unfortunately, I never did. I had 5 DUIs, and...
Wow, I'm not that bad. I only got 2, Toby.
2 in the same day, 2 different counties. I had a state record there, I think, for a while, but... I had my license suspended more than I had them. Lost them for 10 years, high-risk insurance, all that. Got put on Anabuse for 18 months, drank every day on it. I think I'm starting to feel some of the physical effects that I did to my body doing that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I spent plenty of time in jail, plenty of time with no license, and still drove every day. Still did everything I needed to do to function.
When I started going to AA, I didn't have a license, and I traded my moped for a car, you know, and I was driving to AA meetings. I thought, I didn't care, you know. At least I'm doing it for the right reasons. Now, I did it drunk all those times, so why not do it for the right reasons? Right. We can justify anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the jail thing and the, you know, how many times did you just sit there and go, I'm never going to do that again?
Every morning when my head was pounding.
Yeah, every time.
You know, and I, you know, we've all been sober for some time now, and everybody just, you know, how do you go do what you want to do? Man, I go do it, and I remember it, and I have fun.
Yeah.
You know, I know we'll talk a little bit about family stuff and things like that later on. Oh, that was the phone in the other room. I was like, who didn't turn the ringer off? There's just so many different ways to go with this. I know you in and out of trouble a lot. Are you from up there in that county?
Yep.
I know what county it is, but I won't say. And you're from Evansville?
Or
Posey
County.
Oh, you're from... you done told what county? All right, they're both from Posey County, and I ain't. Did you guys know each other when you were younger, by chance?
I went to school with Toby's younger brother. Yeah. I knew of him.
I knew him through my brother.
But you guys didn't ever get in trouble together. No. Obviously, you didn't hang around. No. You hung around with the wrong brother, I guess.
I guess.
Because Toby was the fun brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once again, this is Radio Rehab. I'm going to give out the numbers real quick, 812-424-1400. Or out of the area, if you're streaming us online, it's 888-846-7867. And a couple weeks ago, I was doing the show, and I always post on Facebook when I'm going to do it. And Lisa's got me the second Saturday every month now, and a friend of mine that I race BMX with from New Jersey, who's also in the program, was listening online and calling in from New Jersey, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, you know, I was kidding about you not hanging around with the wrong brother or whatever, but we tend to find people like us all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I can, you know, my wife's sitting here and here now just nodding her head, reading her book or whatever, but I have this picker that's just extraordinarily messed up, and it has been most of my life. Well, and I'll say this now because it's not true in this case, because she could hit me with something from here. But if you put 10 women on the wall over there, I'll get the craziest one every time. You know, because I want the one that's like me.
Yep.
Now, fortunately, she is like me, but in the good way, not in the old way. Still married?
Oh, yeah.
I know you are, and I know you are, too. Yep. I know both of your wives, some of your kids. I know both of your kids.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't get to hang out with your kids much, man. They get old on us and move on, or what?
You know, the oldest came in for a while to our home group for a couple months and decided that he could handle this on his own, so he's back out experimenting again. So,
you know, and I always say that, you know, people go through treatment, get in trouble, things like that, and everybody acts like it's just, it's okay. I went back out. I had a relapse. You don't have to have a relapse, you know. And right. I posted on one of my sponsees pages the other day. So does that mean relapse is a requirement for recovery? You know, no. I mean, you know, you can have the better way of life if you choose to take it.
Right.
You know, and I didn't grab it the first time. You know,
no, I didn't either.
And I listen to certain people in meetings that say they got it the first time. Well, awesome.
Right.
I'm happy for you. You know, I stumble, but. And I always talk about this too, is when guys do stumble and they go back out or whatever, guys, girls, and then they come to the meetings and they're bombed. I wouldn't have done that.
No.
Because I you especially, Toby would have called me out, you know, and I don't like to be called out even when I am wrong.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, that's the last place I wanted to be, was hanging out with a bunch of sober people when I was drinking.
Oh yeah.
And That's a big part of my story. I'm when I came back this time, back in 93, I was 25 years old when I got sober. You know, I'm an old man now. And you said you were starting to feel the effects of it. If I'd known I was going to live past 30, I'd have took better care of myself, man.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll talk to, I know you're involved in some other things besides, and well, we're both are kind of, and I don't know a whole lot about what Dave does outside of the deal other than his kids and his job, you know, and
that's
and
pretty
his
much
wife,
it right now,
you know, and I still ain't figured out why she puts up with him. I ain't got that yet. But yeah, you guys are surrounded by great people, and we all are, all three of us are right now, and I know that for a fact. And
definitely.
And even my biker friends, you know, they don't, the ones that have known me most of my life get it, especially the ones that saw me live that life. I don't have any of them ever pressure me to do nothing I don't want to do.
Right.
You know, most of them, in fact, will bring me a Coke if they go get an adult beverage.
Right.
You know, and it's a really cool feeling. We'll talk a little bit more about some more stuff, the what it was like, the what happens. There's going to be a lot of what happens, especially from you, because it happened more than once, I can tell. Numbers again, real quick, I will tell you, 424-1400 in Evansville, 888-846-7867, and you are tuned in to Radio Rehab.
It's a proven fact that 1 in 3 adults will be affected by a mental health or substance abuse issue. Think about that. 1 in 3. Think about your family, your friends. If you or someone you care about is suffering from depression, anxiety, anger, or any type of chemical dependency, including alcohol, Brentwood Meadows can help. Left untreated, these conditions can lead to pain and suffering that destroys lives. Help yourself or a loved one today. Call Brentwood Meadows to schedule a free evaluation at 858-7200. Phones are answered 24 hours a day.
Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville announces the lowest prices of the year with our most popular items starting at only $288. Get dining rooms and sofas starting at only $388. Queen beds at just $267. And get 20% off a power base with select Ashley Sleep mattress purchases. Plus, take it all home with 24 months no interest financing. Every bedroom, living room, and dining room is on sale. Quantities are limited and won't last at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Listen Monday through Friday at 7:45 a.m. for your Live Smart Tip of the Day, sponsored by Vectren. There are dozens of free and low-cost ways to help manage your energy bills, and these weekly tips will help start you off on the right track. To manage your account or to learn about Vectren rebates and other conservation tips, log on to Vectren.com. And don't forget to dial 811 before you dig. Your Live Smart Tip of the Day is heard every weekday on 1400 AM and the new Magic 98.5 FM.
Here are the top five reasons you should buy your next used car from Audubon Chrysler Center. Number five, the best selection of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Four, most are like new with factory warranty. Three, a much bigger trade-in allowance. Two, Larry Bennett personally drives and inspects every vehicle before it goes on the lot. And the number one reason, great low prices to save you money. That's the top five reasons, but you'll discover more at Audubon Chrysler Center, Highway 41.
No payment until January 2014. That's right, no payment until January of next year. Only Bennett Motors, Evansville's newest dealership, offers this outstanding, money-saving, customer-friendly offer. Select any like-new, low-mile car, truck, van, or SUV from Bennett's massive inventory and drive payment-free for the rest of this year. No payment until January 2014. Get a great car, a great deal, and no payment until next year. Only at Bennett Motors, always right on the price and right on the corner of Diamond and Heidelbach, where the Corvette sets high in the sky.
See dealer for details.
Tune in every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. for the Sunday Evening Gospel Show, hosted by Byron Lander. Byron plays your favorite traditional and contemporary gospel music while providing you with inspirational thoughts and messages that will bless your soul. You can call in your musical and prayer requests at 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. The Sunday Evening Gospel Show is always found right here on Magic 98.5 FM and 1400 AM. You're listening to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM, WEOA. We encourage you to call into this live program at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. You can also listen on the World Wide Web at 1400 AM, WEOA.com. We thank our guests for coming in today. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
This is Radio Rehab. I'm Trey sitting in for Lisa, and we're fielding texts from Toby's phone. Our in the field critic is giving us some tips and pointers. Hi, Sonia. We love you. That's all I'm going to say, babe. And now we're laughing, and we're going to talk about that pit of despair, which we do laugh about that meetings, you know, and that's the one thing that drew me to recovery. If I couldn't have fun doing it, I wasn't going to, you know. And I can't tell you that it wasn't fun when I was out there. If I didn't have fun, I wouldn't have done it as long as I did.
Right. Me too. You know, that's the way I was. I remember when I first came in to rehab, you know, I was like, how can I ever get past birthdays without drinking? How am I going to get past Christmas, all the holidays coming up, you know, and kind of said, well, maybe I'll stop drinking after New Year's, you know.
Well, with you being a Cowboys fan, you can omit the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl doesn't play into your plans of drinking anymore anyway.
So, right. But. Yeah. It's been a while since we've been there. But, you know, it took a long time. It was a process for me. Things didn't get better right away. And I think me being how I am, I always expect results right now. And I wanted to come in, get sober, pick up a 10-year chip my first day in and say everything's great and, you know, not put any effort into it because that's just how I am. And
the instant gratification.
That's right. And it took a while, you know, but today I can't imagine going back to that life of drinking where before I couldn't imagine going without it. So grateful to the program and to everybody else that I got phone numbers for that I can call.
That's something else that I've noticed, and our home group's becoming notorious for doing it again. You know, don't just give your number out to the guy, but get their number too.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that's something that hadn't been done in a long time. We got a hardcore home group. We really do.
And, awesome.
I like it. And what do you think, Dave?
You know, for me, it wasn't even getting to the holidays. It was, you know, I can't imagine not having a drink tomorrow.
Sounds to me like we might have a caller. Let me grab this real quick. Sorry, Dave. Go ahead. You're on the air with Radio Rehab.
Trey?
Yes.
Y'all are having a little too much fun in there. This is a serious deal. How are you, Lisa? Trey, you're awesome. Huh? Some good male repugnance. What I wanted to ask is, do you guys think there's a difference in the way we need to approach young people? Trey, you were young when you came, and you guys were young. A lot of 20 to
Well, you were here. You were young when you got here as well. Well, that's where I was, but I stayed pickled, I guess, better than you did. I don't know. And it was intimidating to me, for real, when I first went in the early 90s when I came in, and it seemed that the crowd was a lot older. And I think, you know, I got fortunate that the right old guys who still believed in the youth grabbed a hold of me.
Right.
And as far as I, you know, I'm still involved in the extreme sports and the motorcycle stuff. And Toby and I are, like we said, we were covered in tattoos. And I think that kind of gives the younger guys that we don't seem so stick in the mud.
Yeah.
Right. When I came in, you know, I had that mindset too, that, you know, this was just for older guys who drank most of their life and now wanted to change, and was quite surprised when I come in. There were a lot of people my age that were looking for an answer. And so that helped me to come around. I started hanging out with some of those people and going to different meetings together and carpooling and those type of things. So it's definitely, I've seen people of all ages in this program, and all ages succeed as well.
Can I?
Yeah. Well, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Now I know you're checking up on me.
Definitely.
Thanks, Lisa.
You guys, thank you.
Love you.
See you, Lisa.
Bye bye.
And our original host Lisa makes a guest appearance. She's cracking me up. She is so much fun, I swear. She was one, and she's not old by any stretch of the imagination, you know what I mean? But she's one of those fun people. I mean, and that was it, man. I didn't want to come into that. We're not a boring, glum lot, you know?
Exactly.
And I love that. I love that saying in the book. You know, I remember you were saying, you know, getting through that day, you didn't care if it was a holiday or not.
No, it didn't matter. It was, there was just that constant battle in my head of, you know, I know if I take this drink where it's going to lead, but if I don't take it, you know, it was that the little angel and the little devil on each shoulder, you know, knowing, yeah, your tattoo there,
yeah.
You know, knowing what I'm supposed to do or not supposed to do, but it was just too much, you know, it was that would quiet down that voice. And but then I knew where it was going, you know, but I guess like a lot of people, they didn't care or just couldn't control it, you know.
I had a guy, it looks, I can't tell if we're getting ready to get another phone call or not, but this light flashes, it means we got a caller. Do we got a caller on the air?
Yes, you do.
Hey, who is this?
Hey, my name is Chris. I'm from Evansville.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing, hey. Chris?
Hey, this is your show. I've never heard it before. This has been going through the dial here, and I got your show, and I think it's great you guys sitting up there talking about this kind of stuff. I'm just going to say, in my personal experience, I've been sober, I guess, about 5 years now. And I'm 40, 48. So
right on.
I've had a good long period. I've drank as much as I possibly could.
Oh, yeah.
I think the stories you're telling, I think you could tell a little bit more about how it affected
right on.
Is that
all right? Yeah, man. Hey, yeah, I appreciate definitely. You
Thanks.
Calling.
Okay, hey, thank you.
Thanks.
I could sit here and tell bad experiences about my drinking till noon, at least.
Yeah, I'll tell this real quick. I totaled 3 cars before I got out of high school, and one of them was parked. I was 19 in Texas when I got my first DUI, 18, 19. And we were doing a lot of motorcycle racing down there, and I met a guy down there who I've reconnected with on Facebook, and his name's Merrill. And Merrill was our regional champion motorcycle racer. And he took his race bike and just put lights back in it and would ride it on the street. And we'd go out riding, and I remember we were sitting around one time. I'm 19 years old. Merrill's a little older than I am, probably 10 years older than me. And we're sitting there at a table some one day, and he goes, "You ever get the feeling this just ain't right? Like we're not supposed to be this way, you know? Like we shouldn't be doing all these drugs, and we shouldn't be out doing all this drinking, and I think we got a problem, you know?" And I'd already been sent at 14 years old to a counselor for my problems, right. You know. I got busted for possession of marijuana at 14. You know, at 15 on, my phone was tapped. You know,
I knew when. There was times that I wouldn't want to go out with some of my friends, you know, meet them out for dinner, to go hang out at their house and drink, because I was almost embarrassed. You know, these were guys that I went to school with, and we used to drink and party together, and it was like, you know I drink different than they do now.
You didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy, but I was, and that's, you know, that led to a lot of isolation. You know, I wasn't a big bar person, but I was I'll sit at home and drink in my garage, you know, or if I need to go to the grocery store, you know, I've got to get loaded up with a few beers and take some with me.
And when I was growing up, it was accepted, even when I was younger, underage, it was okay to drink at home as long as you eat, because you wouldn't go get in no trouble.
Right. Thing was, when I started drinking at home, I thought, man, this is boring. I need to get out where the excitement is, so I would drive, and that's probably why I got 5 DUIs. You know? I mean, I wanted to go sit at the bar, you know. That's probably why Dave doesn't have any. He's a stay-in-a-garage drinker, where I wasn't. I'd go and start a tab somewhere and start drinking until they made me leave, and when they give last call, it's like, okay, how many beers can I order at one time on last call?
Right.
And order 3 or 4 and sit there until they close the door. So.
And I think that was part of my justification that I wasn't an alcoholic, because I wasn't the guy that showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning at a bar and closed it down at 3 in the morning. You know, I didn't have a DUI. You know,
first sponsor was sober over 20 years and never had a DUI, and still an active member of this program. So, I mean, it's not a requirement that you have to have a arrest record to come in the program either.
And I just had a perception of in my mind, what I thought an alcoholic was, and I didn't qualify, you know, in my mind.
Well, and you know, everybody's bottom is a little bit different, you know, and you can get off the elevator wherever you choose your bottom to be, you know. We're going to take a short break. The numbers you can call, I was surprised Lisa called. That shocked me. 812-424-1400. We're going to quit having fun, Lisa. Or 888-846-7867. We'll be right back in just a minute. You're tuned in to Radio Rehab.
Our country was stricken by horrific tragedies in 2012. This has brought the topic of mental health to the forefront of all of our minds. It is so important for our community to recognize and guide our loved ones to seek help. Please, please call Brentwood Meadows if you know someone who may be suffering from a mental health issue. It could be depression, anxiety, or even loneliness. These people need our help. Call Brentwood Meadows today at 858-7200. There's hope. There's help. That's 858-7200.
Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville announces the lowest prices of the year with our most popular items starting at only $288. Get dining rooms and sofas starting at only $388. Queen beds at just $267. And get 20% off a power base with select Ashley Sleep mattress purchases. Plus, take it all home with 24 months no interest financing. Every bedroom, living room, and dining room is on sale. Quantities are limited and won't last at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, Evansville. This is Pastor Raven L. Turner coming to you on behalf of Seminary Without Walls. Pastor Brooks and myself, we are hosting our Seminary Without Walls again this year with none other than the Reverend Dr. Lance D. Watson, the proud pastor of the St. Paul's Church in Richmond, Virginia. You've got time now to plan to attend. The revival starts Monday, November the 11th at 7 o'clock at New Hope Baptist Church. Tuesday, we'll be at Memorial at 7, and then back on Wednesday night at New Hope, closing out. And we've got the preacher in place, we've got the choir in place, we've got everything in place. The only thing missing is you. And so we want you now to mark your calendar to come and hear the Reverend Dr. Lance D. Watson Monday through Wednesday of next week, the 11th through the 13th, and come experience this mighty move of God. We are excited about your presence. We look to see you there. God bless you.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
We asked three people to describe McCafe coffee. Person one said,
freshly brewed.
Person two said,
rich and flavorful.
Person three said,
lonely?
Lonely. We were confused but thought, yeah, McCafe coffee made with 100% Arabica beans is freshly brewed and rich and flavorful, but without a freshly prepared Egg McMuffin, maybe a little lonely. Thanks, Person 3, for reminding us, why just have great coffee when you can have a great breakfast? There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? You bet I would. The good news is the PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. In fact, PowerSwab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, power swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try power swabs risk-free, call 1-800-201-5361. 1-800-201-5361. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-201-5361. 1-800-201-5361.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA. Phone lines are always open to share your live comments, so give us a call right now at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
Welcome back, Saturday morning Radio Rehab. I'm Trey, doing my thing. I love the second Saturday of the month. I get to bring people in, talk about what it was like, what happened, what it was like now, a little bit about recovery and stuff like that, and I had it all in my brain where I was going to start with this when we came back from break, and there it went.
Gone.
Poof. I remember talking about Merrill, and he and I, and of course, I looked up to him because he was the racing champion on the Crotch Rockets. We did road racing back then, and now, of course, I'm all about the Harleys. But when he said we had a problem, you know, I always knew that I drank different than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, there was never a doubt about it. It's like you said, you were kind of embarrassed to go out.
Yeah.
I got to the point where I was just like, if you don't like what I'm going to do, then don't do it with me.
Right. And I changed friends a bunch, too, because you start out drinking your friends. So you find a new group to drink with, you know, and that's just the way it was. You know, when I got my last arrest, my last DUI, I got 6 months in jail, luckily with work release. And I still drank every day on work release. I got out and went to the liquor store and drank and quit at noon so I could pass the breathalyzer at 7 p.m. back at the county jail. Still didn't think I had a problem, though.
No insanity there at all.
No, none.
It was just, yeah. Chris called and kind of got us to spin on the horror stories a little bit. And Lisa wanted us to figure out how to reach out to the younger people. And
quit having fun.
Yeah, Lisa's a fun vampire.
Yeah, got to be serious.
Yeah, okay, right. She knew better than that when she asked me to do this. It's bad when you have a one percenter motorcycle club guy poke you in the chest and say, dude, I liked you better when you didn't drink. And he was only around me that, you know, when I was sober the first time, and then I went back out for 6 months. Well, at 6 months that I was out, you know,
was enough
for him. You know, he was ready for me to get sober again. And
I think a lot of people come in too, Trey, on in recovery and think that you like graduate. You know, you learn enough to where you can go back.
I did at treatment.
Maybe some people can do that. I don't know if you're truly one of us, that's not going to work out. You know, it took me 3 years to walk back into program to pick up another white chip because in my head I knew that I'd messed up. I knew the right way, and I chose not to take it. And it took 3 years for me to, and you know, all the way up till the time where I actually stood up to get my chip, my head was telling me, sit down, don't get up, don't get up. And, you know, I finally just had enough. You know, like I said, I was getting ready to lose everything. So I went back in and said, you know, whatever I got to do, I'm going to do it, is better than the life I'm living now. And that's when I got a sponsor and actually started calling him. You know, it works better when you use them. And, you know, the first time I got a sponsor was just so my therapist would say, okay, get off my back, I got a sponsor.
Let me interject here. It works better if you call your sponsor. That was just nobody in general, just a couple guys I know. All right.
Yes, it does.
And it's like you said, I hung around that year, the first year I had. I was chemically clean other than caffeine and nicotine, you know.
Right.
And I had enough of that spinning through my body to run a freight train, too. But I hung around Alcoholics Anonymous. I wasn't in the program. There's a difference.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, there's a sign hanging, I don't know if it's, which room it's in, but it says, meeting makers make it. And that's one part of it. I have to kind of disagree with that because I think it's a piece of a puzzle that you got to have all of them, not just one part. Because my first year, all I did was go to meetings. I wasn't calling a sponsor. I worked very little steps. And I just went and sat in meetings 5 or 6 a week, which was great. I felt good while I was there, but I wasn't taking anything out with me to put into action at home. So.
And that's what Dave was saying. It is a common mistake that people think just because you go to a meeting, you know. And I did that for a year, man. If there was a function, you know, a dance, if we were going to Denny's for coffee, going bowling. I mean, back when we used to run in packs like wolves when I first got here, man, it was unreal. Friday night at CNL, sitting up playing music upstairs until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, going bowling the next night, the drive-ins. Loading everybody in Steve and Shauna's van and going to Kramer's Lake when it was still public.
Right.
You know?
And that stuff makes you feel like you're part of the group. You know, Lisa brought up about reaching younger crowds. And for me, you know, like both you guys, I started drinking at an early age. I think I was 14 or 15 the first time I had a drink. And when I was in treatment, I found out a lot about myself that, you know, I was trying to fit in. I could be friends with anybody, but I never felt like I fit in with a certain group. And, you know, it was kind of like, well, everybody's doing it. Well, I always thought all the cool kids was, that's what they was doing, and I needed to fit in with them.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, our home group is all male, and we sit around talking about our feelings. You know, I think, you know, as a teenager, you know, you hear enough that, you know, drugs are bad, alcohol is bad, you know, you can go to jail and this and it. You know, I always thought that they needed, you know, hey, if you're depressed or if, you know, talk about the feelings more, because that's a coping mechanism for a lot of people, a lot of kids, is, you know, they find that I can fit in, you know, and that's what I thought.
My friend Jerry said about me all the time, man, he said back, you know, in high school and whatever, he called me a chameleon because I could blend in with any group.
Exactly.
I was with, as long as I was lubricated liquidly.
Yep.
You know, and that's what I did, you know. We sit around and talk about our feelings. It's not quite like that.
No.
Make it seem like we're burning incense and saying kumbaya or something. But it is a tight group, man. And as that is one thing that keeps me coming back. The whole, you know, I felt a part of. I felt I was where I was supposed to be. But in all honesty, when I started working the steps, then is when I thought that I could actually.
For me, it was when I did my fourth and fifth. You know, it was kind of like, okay, now I'm kind of officially part of the program.
Yeah,
you know,
huge relief. Yeah, that was, like you said earlier, Trey. You know, it's up to us whether we want to drink anymore, use anymore, or live this life anymore. And for me, sitting down with somebody else and sharing everything that I could think of that happened to me in my life, which were the excuses I used to drink anyway. Most of the excuses I come up with to drink every day were stuff that happened long before I was ever legal to drink. You know, bad childhood, bad relationships, whatever. And, you know, I could pull one of them out anytime and use it as an excuse to drink. I saw a T-shirt one time that had 365 excuses on it written in real small print on different reasons to drink every day, you know, and that was me. You know, it didn't have to be New Year's or Super Bowl. It could have been Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, Father Martin says that in his talk when he was still alive, he'd say, well, why'd you drink yesterday? Well, it rained. Well, why'd you drink today? Well, it didn't.
Right.
You know, Dave didn't drink till he was 14. Man, I don't know. You might want to evaluate this if you got a problem thing.
Yeah.
14, I'd already been busted once for possession, dude.
16 was my first minor consumption.
And that's what some, you know, my son told me that a few times. Well, you did it, Dad. Well, you did it, Dad. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, you know. And all I can do today is be an example of not to do that. But I also told him before, yeah, I was also on probation all through high school and washed fire trucks on Saturday. So if you want to do everything Dad did, get a sponge and a bucket, let's go down to the fire department.
My son, my oldest, I claim other kids now because of my marriage, but my oldest is 23, and he basically grew up around the program. You know, I remember him telling somebody one time my mom was the AA police. You know, his granny was the AA police. And, you know, I have to sit back and that's the hard thing for me at this point is to sit back and watching. And you're just getting to the beginning of it, but sitting back and watching your kids do. And I just, you know, you have to let them.
Right.
Somebody asked me one time, you know, how my son was doing, and I just kind of looked at him and went, well, he's his father's son.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And see, I can only hope that, you know, my kids are 7 and 5, that, you know, I've been sober a couple years now, that I can set a good example, you know, the rest of their life, that they aren't old enough to see or understand that. And I got to say hi to Connor and Mason. They told me to say that on the radio. But, you know.
I want to take him to the BMX track. That's a whole other story. I'm just getting you in more trouble,
oh,
Big
yeah,
Daddy,
they,
but
they,
that's all
they
right.
They bug me to call you all the time.
All right, man. I'm cool with that. How long you been sober? 4 years?
Two.
I was thinking four.
Four.
Okay. I don't know. Two and four. I don't know why I thought four. And I thought you were like 6 or 8, you know.
Should have been.
Yeah, well.
Should have, could
I got an 18-month chip and started patting myself on the back and said, you know, I'm getting ready to graduate. I got it whooped.
Yeah.
I quit calling my sponsor. I quit praying. I quit going to meetings. And I don't know which one of them led me back out, but it doesn't really matter. You know, it was all a combination. It goes back to that meeting makers make it, you know. I just think it's more than that. So
we'll touch on that a little bit more about as soon as we get back from break. Numbers to call are 812-424-1400 or 888-846-7867. You are tuned in to Radio Rehab.
It's a proven fact that 1 in 3 adults will be affected by a mental health or substance abuse issue. Think about that. 1 in 3. Think about your family, your friends. If you or someone you care about is suffering from depression, anxiety, anger, or any type of chemical dependency, including alcohol, Brentwood Meadows can help. Left untreated, these conditions can lead to pain and suffering that destroys lives. Help yourself or a loved one today. Call Brentwood Meadows to schedule a free evaluation at 858-7200. Phones are answered 24 hours a day.
Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville announces the lowest prices of the year with our most popular items starting at only $288. Get dining rooms and sofas starting at only $388. Queen beds at just $267. And get 20% off a power base with select Ashley Sleep mattress purchases. Plus, take it all home with 24 months no interest financing. Every bedroom, living room, and dining room is on sale. Quantities are limited and won't last at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power. and let the excitement begin.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA. Phone lines are always open to share your live comments, so give us a call right now at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
Hi, this is Trey sitting in for Lisa. Yeah, it keeps going on when we're on break, too. I looked at Toby, and I was like, what were we going to talk about? And he said recovery. Yeah, okay, thanks, pal. Real quick, the graduating point, you know, and you see a lot of we call them old-timers, or people who don't have a long-term sobriety. They quit doing what they were doing, you know. Old friend of mine, Gus Fingston, he was cool, little old man. And I always get these two backwards. I'm not real sure if he was sober 17 years and went back out, or 25 years and went back out. But he had both at different times in his life. You know, he did pass away sober. And he used to sit, when you walk at Columbia Linwood and the chairs go down, the table goes down the right side of the room, he sat the second chair from the end every meeting he was there. And you didn't sit in Gus's chair. He was pleasant about it, but you just didn't sit in Gus's chair. More recently, and it didn't turn out the way I'd wanted it to, a guy that was real dear to me, Mike, big part of my early sobriety, we'd sit and play guitars and music and took a different path and didn't get to come back, you know. I don't want to graduate. And Jim Christian used to say it all the time. We'd go to young people's conventions. In fact, there's a convention going on somewhere this weekend down Barkley Lake, and yeah, my mom's down there. Oh, I got to go take care of the dog. squirrel. Jim used to go to the young people's conventions in his 60s and 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I was like, these are young people. What's the deal? He goes, I'm always going to be young in sobriety. He said, I want to stay green where I can always grow.
Right.
Because once I think I know everything, I'm done. And I get that a lot. You know, I get people, you know, I picked up my 20-year chip, and my friend was all just stoked about it, and she thought, you know, we got to go celebrate, get some ice cream and stuff, you know? And I was like, it's just another day.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, I was very, very humbled that I got the chip, don't get me wrong. But if I didn't do that day, what I'd done the other 7,642 days or whatever it was, I know what I go back to.
And I think a lot of that, you know, the chips and the recognition is for the people that are sitting in the meeting when you get them, to show that this works. You know, there are actions that you have to take, but this can work for the rest of your life.
And I was like, when they pass out tokens, you know, and I liked it, especially when I got to that point when I said, would anybody with a year or more please raise your hand?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
If they wouldn't have done that night I got my ear tip, I'd have been tore up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I could actually hold my hand up and you guys ain't going to let me. You know, the way things are today, and Toby and I are involved in an organization that does a lot for veterans, and Dave knows I'm involved in BMX. I sold one of our bikes to his youngest son. No, his oldest son,
yeah.
And then, of course, he had to go buy one for the youngest because he was mad. And,
sure.
And then now Dave's talking about getting one for himself because, you know, you can't let the kids
that
do
old
it
way
on their
of thinking,
own.
I get out there and get hurt.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anything else, man. You know, I always tell everybody Alcoholics Anonymous and BMX saved my life.
I'm trying.
You know? we do things today. You know, Toby and I have gone across the country, halfway across the country, I guess. A
couple times.
And on the Harleys and done the deal with the wall out there. And I caught a meeting out there twice when I was out there. You know, when I go out of town, I like to meet new people and see how they do their recovery there. Because I know it's basically the same, but they do things in different formats. And,
right.
You know. And
we went on vacation in Florida, and I went to three meetings the week we were down there, you know, and it's different, but it's the same, you know, the different people. But it's, like you said, nice to see the way they do it. You know, you can still learn a lot from people you've never met before in your life.
Exactly. And we went to two all-inclusive trips to Cancun before the program. And the last one, I was actually in the program. And after about 4 or 5 days of being in this resort where, I mean, alcohol was just everywhere, I told my wife, I'm like, I need to find a meeting. I didn't know if it was going to be Spanish, English. I didn't care. And I actually went up to a cab driver and drew a circle and a triangle in it and just showed it to him, and he said, "I'll get in." And he took me downtown in Cancun, Mexico, to an AA meeting. When I walked in, lady come up and hugged me and said, "Welcome," just like it was here in town. So,
well, our last trip was to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and you guys that know me, I got in my tattoos, I've got recovery related stuff, and on my vest and what have you. And these guys had come into the gas station. I got talking to them about this little ride we were going to take on the Dragon, and one guy looks at me and starts talking to me about my tattoos, and I said, "Yeah, you know a little something about that?" And he goes, "Yeah, you know, he had 13 years, you know." So we hit it off and started talking and whatever, and I walk in the same gas station 3 minutes later at the most. I'm paying for my stuff, and this old man behind me goes, "Ah, it's in the book, huh? You a friend of Bill's, are you?" And then he was a local, and he told me where it was a meeting, you know. Yep. And the thing about that is anytime we go on a trip, I mean, it doesn't really matter what we have going on. If I say, "Hey, I'm going to go find a meeting," you know, Robin's always like, "Okay."
Right.
You know, I don't get that. You know, and years ago in my life, it was like, "Damn, I need a drink." And really, you know, it's not like that anymore. You know,
right.
It's cool to be trusted.
Yeah, big thing. And that takes time. It just, you know, I remember when I first got sober, I wanted my family and everybody else to trust me and immediately. Like, "No, I'm serious this time." Or, you know, "Well, I've said that 6-7 times before and lied to everybody,"
right.
You know.
I know.
And, you know, wanting everybody to understand, "No, I'm really serious this time." And that took time. Like Dave spoke on earlier, trying to fit in. I think that was my biggest adjustment, because when I got sober and friends started coming around, I started telling them, "No, I'm not having a Super Bowl party. No, we're not going to sit out in the garage and drink beer and watch football games." And those people quit coming by. And some of them are even close relatives of mine. And that kind of bothered me, you know, when nobody came over anymore and for a while, early sobriety. But, you know, today that doesn't bother me anymore. You know, I know I got a whole list in my phone of people I can call, and if I really need something, they're going to come. It doesn't have to be, "What can I get out of helping you?"
Lots of resources out there. We're down to a couple minutes left. If you think you might have an addiction problem, whatever it be, you know, I mean, we primarily talk about alcohol. I did drugs. I'm pretty sure you did. Dave's the only true alcoholic in the room, man.
What congratulations.
We gonna, yeah, stick,
awesome,
to, stick to what I know,
stick
I guess.
To what you know, right? You can look up Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Crystal Meth Anonymous, I mean, Cocaine Anonymous. There's all kind of listings you can find to help you find a way out of what you're into. And all these are available online. And if you missed a chance to call in and you don't want to talk to us, if you call the number, I'm sure somebody will answer and might have an answer for you, give you a number to point you in the right direction. It's been an interesting hour, gentlemen. I'm still shaking my head. Lisa's checking up on me. I feel bad.
Probably every week.
What happened to that trust thing? We were just talking about that trust.
It takes time, Trey.
Time. It does. I got to earn it.
Keep working at it.
Next week, the show will be back here on the same time, I am sure. I know second Saturday of every month, I'm going to be sitting in here. I definitely thank Lisa for letting me do that. And it is a trust thing, and she lets me bring my own people in, and I get to maybe learn a little more about people, you know. And that's a cool thing. But the biggest thing for me is if we reached out and helped somebody else.
Yep.
You know, if you're sitting there and you think you got a problem, you know, you might have one if you think you might. If they're telling you do, you might have one. So
you don't
feel
have
free.
To be that way.
No, you don't. It's like they said to me early on, you're in a room full of people who totally understand how you feel, and you never have to be alone again. I want to thank everybody for being here, Toby and Dave.
Thanks.
Thank Lisa for letting me have the second Saturday of the month.
Thanks, Lisa.
And I'm going to get out of here. You have a great Saturday, and thanks for listening to Radio Rehab.
Thank you for tuning in to Radio Rehab. And what an awesome show today was. Once again, we want to thank our guests and host for donating their time to this program of recovery. Radio Rehab is only a support to the real work of recovery and does not offer definitive answers or attempt to counsel anyone in their own personal behavior. Although the show does not endorse any program of recovery, it holds the belief that most recovery works are in an effort of true conviction and concern for the benefit of the suffering and can be trusted to offer real hope and better choices. Radio Rehab airs every Saturday morning from 10 until 11 on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA and at 1400amweoa.com.
Our country was stricken by horrific tragedies in 2012. This has brought the topic of mental health to the forefront of all of our minds. It is so important for our community to recognize and guide our loved ones to seek help. Please, please call Brentwood Meadows if you know someone who may be suffering from a mental health issue. It could be depression, anxiety, or even loneliness. These people need our help. Call Brentwood Meadows today at 858-7200. There's hope. There's help. That's 858-7200.
Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville announces the lowest prices of the year with our most popular items starting at only $288. Get dining rooms and sofas starting at only $388. Queen beds at just $267. And get 20% off a power base with select Ashley Sleep mattress purchases. Plus, take it all home with 24 months no interest financing. Every bedroom, living room, and dining room is on sale. Quantities are limited and won't last at Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today, we honor the following product review John posted with his new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
Apollo's foot...